Chuf Dalet Adar, Sunday the 15th of March, Rabbi David Cohen, Wheat Germ Shampoo.
What's the short topic? So wheat germ shampoo. To do with Pesach. The question is, if you have something which is wheat germ, is of course made, don't get any points for that, for guessing that it's made from wheat. It's the germ of the wheat, and otherwise known as gluten. That's what he said. So you've got shampoos, you've got various cosmetics made of chametz, made from chametz. The question is there any problem with keeping them or using them on Pesach? And generally, things of that nature which are not themselves edible but contain chametz. I want to delve into the half an hour that I've got with you, which is not enough for this topic, but it'll have to be made enough for this topic, and that is to try and understand what there's a very serious dichotomy between Hilchas Pesach and between Hilchas Kashrus all year round. It's a very, very, once this is understood and we see how the Gedolei HaOr HaChaim deal with it, it'll give us a tremendous passage through all these types of shilas, of things that contain chametz, but are not themselves edible, or went through a non-edible stage in the interim. So allow me just to read out a couple of psukim and a couple of pieces from Gemara, and we'll take it from there. The pasuk in Parshas Boy, Shivas Yomim Matzos Teichelu, Ach Bayoim Harishon Tashvisu Se'ol Mipotechem. So we've got two things. We've got chometz and we've got sa'or. Pasuk continues, Shivas yomim sa'or le'imotze b'vateichem, ki kol oichel machmetzes, change of use again, v'nichrosa nefeshim yadas Yisrael. Matzos ye'ochel, eis shivas hayomim, v'lo yiroi lecho chometz, v'lo yiroi lecho sa'or. Two separate lavim, lo yiroi lecho chometz, lo yiroi lecho sa'or. So the big question is, why do you need two isurim, both for chometz and one for sa'or? Surely sa'or, not nowadays. Nowadays yeast, which you buy in the shops, is probably not chometz at all. It's yeast which has been grown upon something or other. Even if it's grown upon chometz, it's not clear that it's chometz. But usually it isn't. Sa'or in the pasuk refers to dough which has fermented, and they used to leave a bit of the old dough over, leave it to ferment, so that should set off the new dough. So really, sa'or is chometz. That's what it is, it's dough. It is flour and water left to rise. Not just left to rise, but left to rise and ferment. So why are they two separate things? Then the Gemara says like this. Gemara in Beitza, of Beis Amadalev, the Gemara says the following: Beis Shamayim Imrim, Sa'or b'chesayis, v'chometz b'chesayis. Different shear for fermented dough than for chometz. That a sa'or is a smaller shear. The size of an olive is smaller than a date. So you need a smaller shear for sa'or than for chometz. Beis Hillel Imrim, zeh v'zeh b'chesayis. No difference. Gemara goes on and says, "Vikos of Rachmona Chometz." Why does the pasuk have to tell it two things? Why both Sa'or and Chometz? Says the Gemara, "Vikos of Rachmona." I've just taken out snippets from the Gemara. "Vikos of Rachmona Chometz." If the pasuk, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have only told us the din of Chometz in the Torah, Mishum Deroi Lachilo, we would have said, "Yeah, Chometz you mustn't keep because it's edible." Avol Sa'or, but when it comes to fermented old piece of dough, which is she'ein roi lachila, the Gemara says, it's not edible. Eima, loi, I would have thought there's no problem, I can keep it. It's not roi lachila, says the Gemara, tzricha. That's why the pasuk needs to tell us two isurim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, le'inyan achila, the Gemara comes to a conclusion. When it comes to eating, There's no machlokes what the shear is. The definitely the shear is a kazayis. Ki pliga le'inyan biur. The only question is bali roi bali motse. Beisham isavri loy alfinon biur me'achila. Beisil savri alfinon biur me'achila. So when it comes to achila, the Gemara comes to the conclusion whether it's sa'ir or whether it is chometz, it's going to be a kazayis. So the gabi bali roi bali motse. Beis Shammai have a larger share chesedes, and Beis Hillel are machmir, uncharacteristically, and they say that it's all a kazayis. That is what we have here in the Gemara in Beitzah. And the big question is, we have a rule. We have a rule, b'chol ha-Torah kula, that if something is eino roi l'achila, it loses its issa. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf samach zayin, the Gemara says, d'sanya. Says the Pasuk, says the Gemara, Kol ha-ru'uya le-ger, k'ru'ya nevela, v'she'eina, she'ein ru'uya le-ger, eina k'ru'ya nevela. Simple. Once it's no longer edible, it loses its issa. So what happens on Pesach? Why do we have something called se'or, which the Gemara says explicitly, she'ein ro'oi l'achila, and yet, sa'ir, yet we see there seems to be an issa to eat it, and there's an issa of bali roi, bali motza, the issa is still there. How do we reconcile these two parshias, these two sukkias? That's really the question that we've got. Once we understand that, we'll understand better about wheat germ, shampoo, etc. Just as an example, anything containing wheat, which is not normally eaten, that will understand, which is not edible, will understand it. Who soil deals with this?
Soil is not edible.
Sorry?
Soil is not edible.
Well, the Gemara says. So that's the beauty of quoting this Gemara is that we don't have to speculate whether it is or it isn't. The Gemara says, Aval sa'oil she'ein ro'oi l'achila. Explicitly. That is the soil that we're talking about. Sorry? You put it into a fresh dough that you make up. You take flour and water, you make a dough, you put it in, and what happens is, it sets off the dough.
So it will become ro'achila.
Oh, will you eat it? Oh, exactly. The question is, in the end, the truth is, you do end up eating it. Possibly is one possibility. The other possibility is you take it out again. Okay, but the simple thing is, you're right. It becomes mixed up in the dough. It's not terrible. And once it becomes a part and parcel of the new mixture, then it becomes, so to speak, its distasteful taste becomes diluted within the bread, and that's what makes the bread. The truth is today as well with our yeast, you wouldn't want to eat the yeast, but in small quantities as part of a large dough, that is perfectly acceptable. It's what people normally eat. That's the way you eat it. Okay, so the main two achray is first of all the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perik Aleph Hilchos Chometz Matzah Halacha Beis Ve'issa Hechometz Ve'issa Hasa'or Shaboy. He says Shaboy Machmitzim that you use to ferment to set off the new dough. Echod, who the Rambam says the din is the same, makes no difference. It's a kazayis. And it doesn't make a difference between eating and keeping. Along comes the Ravid. The Ravid says, Dafke, he says, L'shiurehem. Ava l'inyan biur. Dafke, he says, L'shiurehem. It only applies to the shear of eating. Ava l'inyan biur, but as far as baliwo, balimotze, uli inyan achilo, yesh hefresh b'neim. There's a difference. She'achomet zim nifsel me'achilas kelev. If chomet becomes inedible, if you take a loaf of bread and it's old, it becomes inedible, you can leave it alone, even if it's not roi l'achilas kelev, but vasa'oyr, afal pishu nifsel, even though a dog couldn't possibly eat it, chayev levaya, you still got to get rid of it. This is what the Ravid says. Why? L'fishu roi, l'shachakoy, or l'hachmitzboy, kamo isos. There's a Gemara, another Gemara in Psachim, there's a Gemara which says the following. Tasanya, pas she'ipsho. If you have bread that's gone moldy, chayev levaya, you have to get rid of it. Why? Mipnei she'roi l'sheichako, you could grind it down, u'lechamea bo kamo isos acheres. You could use this bread, which has gone moldy, you could use it as yeast. You could use it to make other doughs ferment. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, b'med var memurim b'mukuyemes lachilo. If you keep it for eating, avol koifus. But if you take, he says, koifus so sheyichdol yeshiva. If you take a block of fermented dough and it's gone hard, it's gone so hard that you made it into a block before it got hard. You'd never anything to do with it, so you left it, and you made a stool out of it. That's the case. A little somewhere to sit, a little small chair out of it. It's bottle. So it depends from the Gemara clearly what you do with it. If the intention is to keep it, to grind it down, and to use it as powder, as yeast powder, then you've got to get rid of it. If you made it into a stool, so you're not thinking of eating it at all, you're going to use it as a physical item, not as an edible item, then the din is that it's potato and it's perfectly all right. Tonum Rabbanan, the last piece of Gemara, hapas she'ipsha, bread that has become moldy, v'nifsalo milecho le'odom, and now you have a middle stage, and people, it's not fit for human consumption. V'hakelev, but nonetheless a dog, yochol lo'ichlo, a dog is happy to eat it, metamo tumas oichlim, it still has the din of food, and therefore it'll become tome, midin, it's not the din of tumas oichlim, b'chabetzo, as long as it's the size of an egg, v'nisrefesi matumeo b'pesach. That's the din. Why? Says Rashi, shekol zman shiruya lekelev, le'ipoka tumas oichal mino, it doesn't lose its din of food. But why? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, quite clearly, in the Vela, which is not ru'uya l'ger, which is not fit for human consumption, la, the lashon of the Gemara is, eino kruya nevelo. It loses its issa. And Rashi says, shehisricha, what's happened to it? It's gone putrid, it's gone bad. Alma mida afgim, botel isura, Rashi says, the issa's gone. So why is there a difference between the two, between the two? So the two achronim who deal with it, the main two achronim who deal with it is the Ach Yezer, Chaim Ezer Gajinsky, and the Chaznish. And they approach it differently. But Chaim Ezer Gajinsky says, in his Tshuvas Ach Yezer, he says like this. He says, Hach Svorah, this Svorah, demit p'nei sheyocha l'shoychako, because you can grind it down, u'lechamea bo kamo isos, and to make many doughs out of it, lo yamrinon, rak b'chometz. It's a special chumrah of chometz. V'tamei shel dovo. Why is there this chumrah? D'shani chometz. Chometz is different. D'goli bokro. Because there's an explicit revelation in the pasuk. B'se'er. Because the pasuk says lo yiroi lecho chometz, v'lo yiroi lecho se'er. When the pasuk says differentiate between se'er and chometz, he comes to tell us, even if it is not roi lachilo, lachilas odom, it's already considered to be osa. That's what se'er is. Se'er is a chometz entity, which is no longer roi lachilas odom, yet it has an issa of chometz still, because the Torah has specifically included it in v'lo yiroi lecho se'er, to tell us that there's an issa in chometz above Shah Isurim Shabbatayr of the Shabbachol, Shabbachol Yemes Hashonah, and that's what it's telling you, Dechayevach Alachilosei, Afa Pi She'eino Roy Lachilas Odom, Ubashari Isurim, but without Isurim, after Besoir, Loi Nifka Ho Issa, even though the Issa hasn't gone completely, well, I'll tell you in a minute what the Achiez is saying, Mikol Mokum Ho Eichloi, if you eat it as it is, Bavadai Potter. The Achiezer says there is sometimes a stage where you take food, it goes through a chemical process, it becomes no longer edible, but it is going to become edible again. Yes? In such a case, that if you eat it in its final stage, the Achiezer says, of course you're going to be chayev. But if you eat it in the intermediary stage, if it's not roi lachilas odom, you're going to be potter. That is in Shai Surim. When it comes to Se'er, there's a special inclusion. Even if you take in the intermediary stage, you take something that is, as it is, inedible, you can't eat it, but call it soil, then you still be chayev, a special inclusion, and that's how he learns. But if something becomes eino roi l'achilas kelev, and it's not supposed to be eaten, it's never supposed to be eaten, and then you get in such a case, there the Achiezer says, if you have something which is eino, it's not meant to become food again, it's not edible for people, it's not meant to become food again, kiven de eino oimedes letikun, eino kruya nevelo, it still goes back to the regular din of, if it's not fit for human consumption, the issa disappears. That remains. So basically what the Achiezer says, you need two things. You need one, that it's going to become royal la'achilas odom again, and number two, it's got to be that it's meant to be, that is what it is, that is what it is destined for. And therefore, with a lot of, the Achiezer answers a lot of questions that we haven't got time to go into. The Chazon Ish says, no, not at all. The Chazon Ish says, there's no chiddush of Pesach. When it mentions Sa'ov, there's no added Issa on Pesach and all the years, all the days of the year. It remains the same. If it's not roi for human consumption, it's not chometz. There's no Issa at all. Only. So why does the Gemara talk about Achilas Kelev? When we're talking about She'ena Kelev Yochol L'chapei Sacharov, why do we find this concept of Eino, by the way, that's the only place it's mentioned about the Kelev, nowhere else is mentioned Kelev. She'ena Kelev Yochol L'chapei Sacharov, but there's no source which says Eino Roi L'Achilas Kelev, except in Rashi. Rashi says, but the Gemara talks about Pasu Ipsho, it doesn't tell you how Ipsho and what's going on. So the Chazon Ish says, it's all human consumption, it's all the same. Only something that's gone so bad that even a dog can't eat it. Such a thing is not going to be revivable. Yes? You can't bring it back to becoming something which is roi l'achilas odom. And that's all. That's all that's being told. And the Chazon Ish does say that why then has the Torah told us an extra din of se'ov? What's the chiddush of se'ov? So the Chazon Ish addresses this. And he says like this. He says that first of all the measure of it is only imas'or ain omid lishoy b'issa. If you're not going to leave it there, but you're just going to put it in like a tea bag and take it out again, in such a case, even if this yeast has actually been contributory and has made the dough become chometz, nonetheless the dough remains kosher, perfectly okay. Of course, if the dough remains, if the yeast, the se'or, remains within the dough, and you eat it, so that's your proof that it has, the yeast has come, the se'or has come back from the stage of not being humanly edible to being part of something that can be eaten. And therefore, in that case, there will be a problem. Now, this is the machlokus between the two of them. How does it help us? I want to just quote one piece of Shulchan Aruch, which talks about medicine. It talks about medicine. Dovo, it's in Simon Tofmen Beis Sif Dalet. So Shulchan Aruch says, Dovo shenis arif boi chometz, if you have something that chometz has become mixed into it, ve'enu machal odom klal, it can't be eaten at all. So it's an ingredient that is chometz, but the ingredient that the final product is not edible, he says. Oy she'enu machal kol odom. Or it's something that people don't generally eat, kagoin hatriaka. It's a particular medicine, he says. The kiyotzeboi, afa pishamutza lekaimoi. You can have a stage where you can keep it, aval osa leochloi. You can't eat it. Adach ha Pesach, leave it after Pesach, so you can keep something, but you can't eat it on Pesach. The afa pishamboi min ha chometz elokolshu. It's only got a tiny amount of chometz in. You mustn't eat it. But, although you mustn't eat it, nonetheless, the Mosikalim say, Avo Bahano Muta. You now have benefit from it. So how can you have the situation of something that you're telling me that you can keep it, so it's not chometz? By the way, when it comes to keeping chometz, it is the Dinim of Bali Roy Bali Motse are more strict than eating it. Something to note, when it comes to eating something which has got chometz in, the chiyuv, to be chayiv, you have to have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. for it to be usser, it's just enough that it's got tam chomitz. But when it comes to baliroi balimotze, it doesn't make a difference how dilute it is. If I have a kazayis here in this bowl, even if it is very dilute, it's only 2%, but I've got a kazayis here, there's a problem with baliroi balimotze. So it can be worse. But here you have a situation the other way around. That keeping it is not a problem, yet eating it is forbidden. So the Mishnah Berurah helps, and the Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says, you mustn't eat it. Why? This isn't something that can be eaten. So what's the problem? Nonetheless, once you eat it, you give it a chashivus. There's a Rosh who says, explains why, if you have chomitz which has been burnt, it says explicitly that as long as you burn it before the sixth hour, you don't have to worry about it. But if you eat it, then achshave, you've given it chashivus, and it's osamid rabbonim. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that you can have something that you can keep, but you still mustn't eat. So it's not chomitz, but if you eat it, since it has ingredients of inedible chomitz, you give it a chashivus and you make it asa, you make it a problem. How is it asa la'ochloi, umikomok and bahanor mutter? Why? Because if it's been mixed up before Pesach, kumoi bepas she'ipsho, it's like something that has gone bad before Pesach, that if you don't, all you intend to do is to make a stool out of it, a chair out of it, there's no problem, you can keep it. But if what you intend to do is to grind it down and to use it as food, then it's going to be a problem. And that is really the hint to understand what the difference is. Why, if you have something which has wheat germ in which is food, even if it's very dilute, that is going to be a problem. But if you have cosmetics that have got wheat germ in, then if the wheat germ is in a setting, yes, it's made into a solution, which is Eino Roy Lachilas, according to the Chaznish, it's good enough, it's Eino Roy Lachilas Odom. According to Chaim Moshe, it's got to be Eino Roy Lachilas Kelev. But nonetheless, because if it's not, then it's included in Sa'ir. And the Chaznish says, no, that's not the Chiddush of Sa'ir at all. The Chiddush of Sa'ir is only something that's inedible once it becomes, because if you eat it in the inedible state, even if the dog could eat it, but it's not fit for human consumption, it's not chomitz. It'll become chomitz again when it goes back into the dough. That's the Chiddush of Sa'ir. But, says the Chaznish, so that whichever way it is, only if it's something which is not humanly edible, it loses its din of chomitz. Therefore, you have a situation, but if you actually eat it, it's a din of achshavei. So therefore, things that we consume, we're much more worried, even if it's not edible, than things that we don't consume, things that we just use, mutar bahanor, shampoos and these things, cosmetics, even if they've got wheat germ in, but if they are inedible, they can't be eaten, and these cosmetics, many of them, most of them, even a dog would eat them, so it doesn't really matter whether it's the Achiezer or the Chaznish, they're inedible. If they are inedible by any man or any beast, then the situation is that they are mutar bahanor, but they're osa v'achila. And therefore, this is why you end up in situations which, with things like this, certainly you can keep them, and you can use them. There's no reason not to use them, it's mutar bahanor. You may come and ask and say, but wait a minute. When we learnt dinim of Issa v'Heta, we learnt in Siman Sadi Hei, in Yodea, there's a din. If you wash up, the Shulchan Aruch talks about washing up fleshik and milchik together, and you're using something called Efer. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yeroili in Siman Sadi Hei Sibdalet of Yodea, Yeroili Shim Nosle Efer, if you put, should we call it soap? Yes, it's talking, it's ashes, it's a primitive soap. Bamayim into the water, chamin into hot water, shabayoyre, and you've got a fleshika pot, a cauldron, and you're washing up milchik dishes inside it, says the Shulchan Aruch, he says, I think, Even if you've got grease on the dishes, mutter, there's no problem. It spoils the blias, and it's no problem at all. Along come the Shach and the Taz, and they say, wait a minute, I don't understand. You've got perfectly good fleishiks, milchiks. You've got perfectly good fat here, which is fleishik fat. But all you've done is you've taken something horrid, something vile, that spoils it. Along come the Shach and the Taz, and they say, wait a minute, the din of Noisa Tam Lifgam is only if the Issa becomes spoiled. But if the Issa is perfectly okay, only you mix it with something nasty, so that both the Shach and the Taz disagree with the when Mechabe, and the Ramah keeps quiet, which seems as if the Ramah agrees with the Mechabe. You have a Machlokas, very important by the way, when it comes to washing up, you put something milchik in the fleishik dishwasher or vice versa, and you've got soap there. So the question is, do you ask the Shaila, have I spoiled either the contents of the dishwasher or the foreign, shall we call it, kli that I put into it? So you say, ah, but you've got soap. According to the Mechabe and Ramah, it's mutter. According to the Shach and the Taz, it doesn't help, because the Issa has to, or the Bosa B'cholov has to be pogum. The Bosa B'cholov is perfectly good. It's just that you mix something in, big machlokes about it, how to paskin. So, in this case though, we don't have to, in our case, why don't we say the wheat germ is perfectly good wheat germ? Only, it's been taken hostage by the shampoo, which is all around it, which is something which is horrible, inedible, both for us or for animals. And therefore we should say it doesn't help. The wheat germ is perfectly good. Since the din is that, nonetheless, we don't have to worry about it, because since you're not eating this, since you're not going to eat it, you're not going to use it, and as it is, it's eino roi lachilas kelev, and it's not something which is going to be resurrected, it's going to be used again and put back and made into food. So therefore, and since you're not eating it, there's no achshave, therefore with all of these things, there should be no problem at all with using them. What problem could there be? Only one residual problem, which is something which certainly mikadim we don't have to worry about. But there's an interesting question. Are you allowed to use trefa soap? Nowadays, soap, a lot of it is made, it's got glycerin in. And the glycerin may have trefa ingredients, depending on what the source of it is, but it may be, it's back to the old gelatin question, and therefore the question is, so the Bi'ah Halacha brings, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ah Halacha says, the question is whether sicha is considered kishasio. If you rub something in, is it considered as if you're taking it in? And if so, you'd have to be able to slap an achshave on top of that. Because as it is, it's certainly not roi lachilo. To go so far, I don't think there's any chiyuv to do so at all. Because, mikadin, we paskin, you don't have to worry what's in the soap. The Chofetz Chaim gives a brocha for those who are careful with it. But, mikadin, certainly there's no problem. And that is only on top of an achshave of, and who says that the din of achshave applies to sicha k'shasir, l'chayva, l'hovolo d'lo leisif alo. It only applies to when you actually eat it. The case of the Gemara, you're actually eating something which is eino roi lachila. And therefore, these things, as long as they are not roi lachila, and maybe there's some pastes that the ladies use that are edible, which have flour in which case there would be a problem, but if you have other cosmetics and other perfumes, with a famous question about whether somewhere in Eastern Europe, whether they're drinking perfume because there's no tax on it. But I don't know, but that was the basis upon those being machme with perfumes, that some type of an odom, it is royal lishasiyah, but even then, I don't know whether you gauge it, whether it's the odom around here, nobody here is drinking perfume, and therefore, one doesn't have to, so therefore, strictly speaking, certainly, not only could you keep the perfume and the wheat germ shampoo, but you could actually use them on Pesach, strictly speaking. But many people have astringency to keep away from them, and certainly when it comes to Pesach, you should know some of the chumras of Pesach are not just chumras, the shame chumras. Why don't have some more chumras? There's a good reason, not that one has to, but there's a good reason why Klal Yisrael took on an extra buffer zone when it comes to Pesach, and that is, and with that I'll finish, with a little bit of drush, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. There's tremendous chavivus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us tremendous chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out with Nisim Geluyim, and this was something so HaKadosh Baruch Hu thawed us out from the Avdus of Mitzrayim to bring us close to Him, and hence we stay up so late on Seder night, the Sifatis Mitzrayim, and everything. That is the source we want to reciprocate with going over and above the call of duty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so, and therefore we want to reciprocate in the same way. And therefore, people, we're a little more careful when it comes to Pesach than we are normally all year round with other things. We add an extra buffer zone to things, but that is something of a chumrah, that's something to explain why we're more careful. You see, everywhere we are more careful when it comes to Pesach, but nonetheless, the halacha as it is, strictly speaking, reach out shampoo and things like this, they're ein roi lachilas kelev, they're not supposed to be eaten, there's no achshavei at all, and therefore they are mutter both to keep on Pesach and to use on Pesach. Although the minhag seems to be that certainly people try and avoid using things that contain chometz, but strictly speaking, I see no source, no reason for it at all. But certainly, one doesn't have to worry if there's been items like this that haven't been sold or get used by mistake, etc., etc. There's no need to worry about it at all, because the din is whether according to the Chaznish or according to the Achiezer, it's perfectly mutter, and we also have, Be'ez Hashem, some reconciliation between the two sugyas of chometz and Sha'ar Isurim Kol Yomei Sashana, either according to the Achiezer, where the Achiezer says the word Sa'ar comes to include things that are inedible, as they don't lose their Issa as long as they become edible again. And Chaznish says there's no difference between Sha'ar Isurim and Pesach at all, and that only something which is Ein Roi L'Achilas Kelev is an indication that it can never come back. And therefore, even if it would come back and be used, it would be considered Ein Roi L'Achilas Odom. It would never, the Issa would leave, never to come back again.
Hey.